Okay. So holding a siman taf al megimel sif ches, koshel shenishtamash bechametz becharin. So we have the case we discussed before, that if there are these holes or cracks in the wall, which they would use it to store chametz. So there's a chiyev bedika, but now the nafal, the nasagal, the wall is collapsed, and there's this pile of stones which somewhere underneath there was chametz. Filo ena gavoya shlosha tvachim kedei chafisas hakalev. Ein tzarach lita tachtov. So we're going to see that the normal shear is something which is safe to dig into. So batsim it's mavor. This has been buried in the ground, so it's not a problem. But a certain level of amount of small animals, the dogs, etc., might dig there, paw away at it, and bring the chametz to light. So you mechuyev to bite it and remove it. But over here, you're relieved from that responsibility for a second consideration, which is kimin sheyesh ba sekanas akrav shemetsuyim begalim, because that akrabim tend to live in these type of places. So chashinin shema archa sheyashtu v'dikosu she'ena oisik b'mitzah yichap is archer machat she'nevel loy v'yabal adis akana. So Mora says the concern is not a major concern, and therefore we said before shluchim mitzvah ein nizukin applies when it's not a very very significant danger, but it's a possibility, so that the mitzvah should protect you. But that's only why you're doing the mitzvah. But over here, if the person after he finishes checking for the chametz, he says, you know, while I'm here, I have some other things that I lost which I would like to look for as well. So in that situation, that's a concern. Now the danger is there without the protection of the mitzvah. So therefore, we said it's better just not to get involved in the whole thing, because people tend to do these type of things. Now, that's only a case where the derech is to use it for chametz, but you're not talking about you are actively aware that there's chametz there. Al yidua sheyesh tachtav chametz. So, but if you know for sure that there is varei chametz there, imein alav gvaya shlosha tvachim, tzorach lohitziyoi misham. So if there's not three tvachim's worth of covering with the debris, so an animal could paw through that and eventually bring this varei chametz to light. So Chazal said you're mechuyev to dig through and find it. It's not safe. So the answer are use utensils to make it safe. Charlie Timisham, but Mora Bechatzina, you would use Mora is a shovel. Chatzina is like a pickaxe. So you break the pieces with the Chatzina, you'll shovel them out with the Mora. Minyan Shemus Akana, and thereby you will not be endangering yourself. If, however, even though there's Vare Chometz there, if it's at a depth of the covering, the debris on top is more than 3 tefachim thick. So now whatever chametz which is there is buried under 3 tefachim worth of debris. So then you can just remove it, and that's sufficient. I think I mentioned to you the story that I had as a bachur still. I was in Muncie for Pesach. And at Pesach, I see a bulldozer working in the neighborhood, bulldozing a house. So my first thought process was like everything else basically was already stopped working at Erev Pesach. And why is he bulldozing the house at Erev Pesach? You know, having maybe only get the worker, then whatever it is that I chopped. What happened was that people, a common approach of what people were doing over there is they were buying older houses. They were destroying the houses, using the lot to build a larger new house. So imagine Jew X bought the house, and there's chametz in the house. So now he owns the house. He's a chiyev bedika in the house. But there's debris of 3 tefachim on top, but he's not chayv to do the bedika. So you're planning to bulldoze it anyway. You might as well just call the bulldozer in and have the guy bulldoze it now, so now you have three tefachim worth of debris on top, and now you're potter from bedikah, and you just do bittul. So that's what I chap. That's probably what the guy did, and I found that afterwards I was right. That was the person's intent, was this halach over here of covering it with three tefachim worth of debris and potting himself from a chiyuv bedikah. Okay, so if you ever really want to obviate the need for bedikah, it's very simple. Just destroy your house, and you'll not have a chiyuv bedikah. Okay? Okay, that was yesterday's option. We're just trying to give you a repertoire of different possibilities. Okay, Mishabur Sakat Lama Beis. It's just the three words back on the previous omit. So it was a kursa which was nishtamish for chomets, used for chomets. It's lama shirogal nishtamish when you do a sheyesh shamach shem chomets. It was used there. That was a normal thing to do it, but you're not truly aware for sure that there is chametz there right now. You just, due to the fact that it was normal to use it, so there's a good possibility there's chametz there. So then we're going to say that this concern of sakanas akrav relieves you from your responsibility to be bayik. So if there's a three tefachim worth of debris on top, and you're always potter from bedikah. The discussion over here is a case where you don't have three tefachim of debris on top. So now a dog, for example, could go there and paw his way through and bring the chametz to light. But so in a case where there's no sakanas akrav, you're mechuyev to do that. But over here, because of the fact there's sakanas akrav, you're not mechuyev. Feel in a gavoy shlosh tefachim. Even though it's not three tefachim worth of debris, which would the amount, that's how far down a dog would tend to search. So this is close enough to the surface that a dog could search for it and find it. The Gazal said that in general, the dog's ability to smell the smell under three tefachim worth of debris, he doesn't smell it anymore. But under less than three tefachim, he tends to smell it. And once he smells it, he's going to try and get it out. And therefore, so the dog might smell it, go search for it, and bring it to light on Pesach. So that should be the concern. But because of Sakanas Akrav, we say you're not mokhiv to do that. Because of Sakanas Akrav, in Tzarech Livdik, now Mishabur says Lama Dalad, but Mikomokam Sarach Levatla Beliboy. This does not relieve the person of Nechi of Bittul. The problem over here is going to bring it to light, and now you have chametz and you're just sitting there. Now, if the dog is nice enough to eat all of it for you, that's wonderful, but that doesn't always happen right away. Meanwhile, you have chametz sitting in your rishus, which you have responsibility for. That's the concern. So it's irrelevant whether it's your dog or not. Yeah, the problem is not the problem is not, you know, the dog's kishkas are chametz thick. That because the dog ate it. The problem is that you have chametz in your rishus now. Okay. Now, the Shema Yeshom chametz of Yavrila, because maybe there's chametz there and you'd be over the issue of having chametz. Therefore, you have to do bittul. So, vim loy bittul alach or zman yisur. If the person didn't do bittul, and then it's already this zman yisur, where bittul is no longer possible, and the person realized that he had not done bittul. So now, Das El Shabbos, Zorach L'Chabbos, but more of a Chatzina. So the El Shabbos says you have to search for it. It's not safe. You the same way we say with the Zvarei Chometz, there's a way to search for it using the more of a Chatzina, the shovel and the axe, and the pickaxe. Over here as well. My Mesmer is because of the Das Rashi, where Ran Vadinimoy, Achlas Atosis, Eshi Stapek, Ayinshah. So this is questionable that. Why don't we argue that there's possibly like a sveik? First of all, who said there's chametz there? And even if there's chametz there, it's not vadi that it's going to become revealed on Pesach. We're saying really theoretically, this chametz, which is covered over with this layer of debris, is as if it's been destroyed. But you're saying, well, maybe not, because maybe the dog will find it and bring it to light. But maybe he won't. So, if so, we could argue that it's mavur to the point that it's a sveik sveika enough that you're not mechiv dubitel, right? So that's the argument of the Chok Yaakov. Comes to Rav says, no, that's not that yourself dubitel. Not only that, if you didn't dubitel, you're gonna have to go search for it. Okay, or possibly have to search for it. Now the in a case where there is not vade chametz that we're talking about over here, so the possibility of the akrav is what allows you to rely on doing bittul. So kind of akrav, but davka b'mokam shemitzuyim akrabim. This is obviously talking about a case in a place in the locale in the world where akrabim were a common issue. Maybe even if there's snakes which are common, in general they don't attack as much as scorpions do. But a case where you're talking about lethal type of snakes, so that the halacha deals with them, it's not just a question of being painful. This is a question of danger. So that's dealt with the same din as the case of akram. So we're worried about why don't we argue that the mitzvah protects him? Because in a case where the nechashim are memisim, so they have the same din as that akram. We're worried about him looking for his own personal items after the bedikah is finished. If while he's searching for chametz, he has a mind for chametz, he says, while I'm looking over here, I might as well say I lost the machat. Let's see if I can find the machat. So that would not take away the status of a mitzvah from his search. He has two intents. He has intent, l'shem mitzvah, and also l'shem his personal needs. That's still called a mitzvah. And the protection of shluchim mitzvah still applies. Gam can have relate shluchim mitzvah in the zukah. Where do we see this? So Gemara says, when a person has the intent of the shem mitzvah and also a shalol lishma, simultaneously that does not take away the status of a mitzvah to the person's actions. K'may armer sel lezul tztaka, b'shel sheyichav b'ni. The Gemara says, now a person gives the money to tztaka, with the hope that the merit of giving the money to the tzedakah will benefit him, for example, saving his son's life. The Mor says, the Havi Tzadik Gomer, even though his intent is not just the Shem Mitzvah, he's also intending because he wants to get the benefit of the tzedakah. But the Mor says he's still called a Tzadik Gomer because having both kavanas doesn't take away from the kavana of the Shem Mitzvah. But as far as I know, you're supposed to give stalker, not necessarily because for the merit of your parents or your answer, that you give stalker because you're supposed to give stalker. But the Morris says, when even tzedek echazeh ponecha, before you come to Hashem's face, you first do an act of tzedek. So it's almost as like it's what allowing you to approach a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Urim says you're approaching me, so if I first see that you are interested in doing my mitzvahs, and for specifically the mitzvah of Staka, so then I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. It doesn't mean your prayers are going to be answered. I understand. The point of saying the reason why you're supposed to get stuck beforehand is based on a pasuk. It's not based on the idea that it being a merit for the acceptance of your tefillahs. is a possibility, right? I understand. We're just saying, but like we're right, right? We're saying over here that that's the Gemara is not seeing that as the preferred way of giving tzedakah. Right. Again, the concept of giving and the concept of prayer is not for the purpose of having your tefillahs answered. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose is because the more I learn something from Pasuk, the more it says, "Nibet tzedek eches epanecha," that the correct way to come to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by first giving tzedakah. That's the more concept. It seems to be it's a concept, an intrinsic concept in the process of tefillah, independent of whether the purpose of the tzedakah is to benefit the prayers or not. That being said, if a person wants to give tzedakah for that purpose, the more doesn't, as long as he's having mechav and l'shem mitzvah, the more he's called a tzaddik gomer, even though he has his own intent as well. Okay, lamed zayin sarach l'tziyah misham, and yes. The Gemara says that you don't. The Gemara says that shemitzen and nizugim doesn't apply in a situation where it's shchiach hezeka. The issue is not whether it's dangerous or not dangerous. The issue is whether it's a common concern or not. So shchiach hezeka. So then you, if it's that the danger is very good chance is going to happen, shluchimitzen does not protect you. If the chance of it happening is minimal, then shluchim mitzvah will protect you. But if it's vada that there was chametz there, you need to remove it. If there's not three tefachim, you have to remove it. Tzarech l'tziyah misham v'im lo yosekein v'ovro lo b'pesach also rav v'mishem bitloi k'chom chomesh avro lo b'pesach k'mo shekosu b'simen tof b'mches sef hei. If a person did not do his responsibility of removing it and relied on bitl alone in a place where Chazal or Mechaivi to remove it, so it's like any case, a person who should have not relied on Bittul, he relied on Bittul. So Loch is the Chomet at the Pesach is Osir. Ayur Mevatalit, Chazal said, you're not allowed to rely just on Bittul. In most of the cases. So these cases are the exception. But in the average case, where there is a Chi of beer, just doing Bittul, the chometz will be also after Pesach. But in a case where it's three tefachim deep, it's buried under at least three tefachim of debris. So then, mevat lebeliboy. Now, bittul humi rabbanon. This din of bittul is a din of rabbanon because really mikra din the rice. Right now, it's destroyed. It has equivalent status if it's destroyed. Because so why were chazal mechayv bittul? Shema yifakech agal b'moed riyavral b'ayiro, because there's a possibility that in the future they might at some point in time decide to remove the debris, and then it'll be a problem. That happens during Pesach, a problem. So even though it's not a real chashash, because our mechai of you to be mevatel to prevent that situation. I mean, a rice and a cloud, the dafkal happen be a dime, also meet a rice. So go and actively store something, even if you start underground, more than three tefachim deep. So you still have a problem. Because you that's this about, the Mor says that I would think that the Isra, it says Yimotze, Yimotze means it should be available. If I dig it very deep, it's not available. And it takes a whole process to get it out. So that should be, more says, no, it's still kind. Okay, so now we're saying over here, if it's three tefachim deep, you're not kind. They were saying, even though three tefachim deep, you are kind. The answer is over there, you went and stored it there. And everybody over here, the wall collapsed on it unintentionally. So he's not over the Yisr. Now, that's one opinion. That's the first opinion, and that's the opinion of the Rashi and the Ran. Now, I lost the place. One second. That's the first opinion. Now, no, that's not true. This key of being about is not a din derabbanan. It's a din d'oraisa. The lokein al bisha ain died to cloud of a keach a gal. The same way we say when a person actively goes and stores it deep in the ground, he's ever Isser by Rabbi Yemotze. So also, it's stored in the ground. He over by Rabbi Yemotze. So there's no difference between actively storing it or the fact that it was stored, quote unquote, for you. Either way, so he's mechuyev to just like that. In the first case, he's mechuyev minarais to go search for it. In this case, also minarais is mechuyev to search for it. According to this opinion, if he ended up not doing bittel till his man yisur, chay lefakech agal, the virus, he's mechuyev to go get it out. He has no power to be mevatel. Now it's too late. Okay, no love gal godo she yapshel of a keach who obed mimenu mikol adam kliyama mutter the kriya beishocha. But the answer is only a chomet which belongs to you. The Gemara in Bamitzia introduces an idea. The person loses an aveda, so there's a chiyav on the individuals who find it to return it. Because it's still considered that it belongs to the one who lost it. Let's say it was lost in such a way that it's impossible to retrieve it. So it doesn't belong to the one who lost it anymore. By that situation, that going into a state where it's impossible to retrieve it makes it hefker. Since hefker, it's chomesh shel hefker. So where it calls that state, what state is it called that it's hefker? Automatically hefker. If it's avudah mimenu mikol adam, if it's so lost that nobody can get it, so that becomes hefker, or the equivalent of hefker. So in that situation, he's not rabbi yirei motze, because the Torah says lo yirei l'cha, or it has to be lo yirei l'cha chometz. L'cha has to be l'cha, it has to be yours. And over here, it's not yours anymore. Fine. I'm sorry. Fine. Vidaya. So now it says, you're mevatel b'liba vidaya. V'malachar Pesach nefekech gal v'nizkal l'chometz. So now after Pesach, it was... It ended up becoming uncovered. And originally had three tefachim. So we said he's not mechuyev to do anything. And now, whatever reason, after Pesach, it got uncovered. So, hareyom mutaf l'chachila. You'll have to eat it. Shechomer shabba lava Pesach, eino osel mishum kanas, shekinesu chachomim, mishum shabra bayir rabayim motze, minatero, midirei seferim. It's not an intrinsic din, it's only kanas for being over the Yisr. It's only a situation where you had a chiyuv to do something, and you didn't, so you were over the issur, so you can't benefit from that. But a case where you did everything you're supposed to do, and then based on an oinus, that happened, so we don't hold him responsible for that, and he doesn't lose his right to eat the chametz. A kamosh yivur b'simen. The whole reason why it's also because they gave a kenas. But over here, the person does not deserve a kenas because he didn't do anything wrong. Because the lach wasn't mechayim to do more than that. So there's no reason to give a kenas. And therefore, after Pesach, it's mutar to eat it. If it would become revealed. Okay. Tests. Martiv shemesadrin b'shuras shachavias zu etzel zu. Achinis malakula. So you have a wine cellar where you would store barrels of wine, and you put a row of barrels, so that the whole back wall is covered,
And then you would put another layer, row in front of that, and a layer on top of that. You can have multiple layers going up to the ceiling, and multiple rows coming forward from the back. So we make a row, and then we make another row on top of that. So let's say there's more than two layers. There's three or four layers of barrels. You have to check the top layer, and and one beneath it. So if there's three layers, you have to check the top two. If there's four layers, you have to check the top two. Okay. No, it could be there was a standard size. I don't know. This is the case of a Mishnah. So I'm not sure. I'm aware there's a difference. The issue over here is it's not so much a question of being moved. I guess theoretically they're very, very small. We're calling them barrels, not calling them jugs. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person in his own home. See, he's going to be going to these containers and taking out wine. That's the concern. So in the middle of the meal, they would drink wine. So they would go to the storage area and take out wine. Well, if your servant is doing that and he's holding a sandwich, he goes and he puts a sandwich down, takes out your wine, walks back with your wine and leaves the sandwich there. So he's not putting it in the fifth row back. He's putting it in the upper layer and the front two, the two top layers. So that's the thought process behind that. Let's just finish this off, and then because I have to stop at 8:30. Okay. Say tzar leave the gel as sure. You are no bacheres the matim imen. The time is sure. Al pnei roichav amartiv. One row all the way across the whole face of the wine cellar. Okay. Below kol shetach amartiv. If he doesn't have to. El yoyna haroya is a tukarev. It's a pesach bacheres the matim imen. Basically, you're only checking the upper row, which is the row which is able to see the roof, as it were, and see the door. It's facing forward, and it's the top row on top, and the row behind, the row all the way across, which is behind that. Okay, let's stop here.